This week, we're looking at why Latinos have so little clout in Northwest politics, even though they're the region's largest minority group. One reason? Latinos are a younger demographic, and younger people, no matter what their ethnicity, are much less likely to vote than older people. But one issue that's energized many young Latinos is the DREAM Act. It would create a path to citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. Anna King has our story.
We're at a Rock the Vote event in downtown Richland, Washington. An energetic band in tight-fitting jeans plays short sets between political stump speeches.
But if you believe that we the people cannot make a difference, then consider the 2010 elections.
21-year-old Josh Alano really came here to see his friend's band, but politely listened to the speeches.
I feel like we all have an opinion, just about like politics in general, but like actually specific. I myself don't actually. I really should be more informed.
Another young woman was helping to host the event as part of a young professionals group. 25-year-old Altagracia Herrera says more Latinos need to stand up and represent their community in public office.
Yeah, we're a minority, but our parents are here. We're born here. We're raised here, so we're Americans, and we need to contribute to the country.
But young Latinos don't vote in high numbers for the same reason other young Americans don't. Issues like Social Security, Medicare, and property tax seem far away and irrelevant. Matt Barreto is a political scientist at the University of Washington. He also runs an independent polling firm that specializes in Latino voters. He says if you just count U.S.-born children, there are about 60,000 Latinos turning 18 every month across the nation.
The question is whether or not we're poised to see any really big bumps or dramatic increases of the Latino population in terms of voters. And what that would take is a big effort, number one, on voter registration, on increasing the number of people who are registered, and then number two, on voter turnout rates.
Barreto says young Latinos are seeing some tangible results of politics in their own lives, especially on the issue of immigration. There's President Obama's order to stop deporting young people brought to the country illegally by their parents, but many Latinos are still skeptical of the administration.
I think over the last 3 or 4 years that Obama's been in office, you've seen record numbers of deportations of immigrants in the Latino community, including many children, many young people who have been raised here.
Whether they support President Obama or not, personal issues like these are driving young people to get more involved. But Northwest Latinos are diverse, and just like other Americans, they have lots of different political opinions. Take 21-year-old Diego Trejo. I caught up with him at the Tri-Cities campaign office for Republican candidates for Washington Governor Rob McKenna.
My passion for politics started back in elementary school, believe it or not, back in third and fourth grade. I was following the Bush-Gore 2000 election. I was a big Bush fan. And ever since, I've been volunteering on campaigns.
Trejo won't say how he feels about the DREAM Act, but he thinks both parties have failed to fix the country's immigration policies. Trejo says he's a Republican, partly because his parents own a Yakima Valley business that's struggling. He's a fan of fiscal responsibility and lower taxes. He says that's why he likes McKenna.
He's a very down-to-earth person. He's not a... When you look at him, you talk to him, he does not sound like a politician. Sounds just like your next-door neighbor, your friend.
But young Latinos who are staunch Republicans like Trejo are a bit rare. Polling shows most Latinos are more closely aligned with Democrats.
I don't think I've ever met an actual Republican Latino.
That's 28-year-old Rosalinda Mendoza from Tieton, Washington.
The only Latinos that I know are either they just don't necessarily affiliate with a particular party, they just have opinions, or they are strong Democrats.
Growing up, Mendoza learned not to trust any politicians. Even as late as this year, she didn't want to label herself as a Democrat. But Mendoza says the DREAM Act really forced her to take sides. It would have a huge impact on a lot of the people she grew up with. And she went so deep into political organizing that she ended up a delegate at the Democratic National Convention.
Said, okay, I got to do everything I can to make sure that we elect someone that is going to advocate for my community here.
Pollster Matt Barreto says this November, he doesn't expect to see a huge surge of young Latino voters, Buddy says years from now, this group's sheer numbers will make it a big force in Northwest politics. I'm Anna King in Richland.